Airplanes, America, and celebrity were a single starry phenomenon in the last century when aviator and American seemed to be synonyms. Charles Lindbergh was the most famous man in the world for flying solo New York to Paris. And when fellow American Amelia Earhart did the same thing, she became one of the most famous women in the world.
If you do make it, you will be the first.
I'm a flyer pursuing my passion for the fun of it. There's more to life than being a passenger.
Some piece of that fame was captured in the 2009 film Amelia, about Earhart, was played by Hilary Swank. 75 years ago today, though, pioneer, woman aviator, and savvy self-promoter and global celebrity Amelia Earhart disappeared without a trace while attempting to become the first person to fly around the world.
Day and night messages alternating between hope and disappointment crackle from the South Seas. The search swings around the area from which her last message was received, in a desperate effort to solve the mystery of Amelia Earhart's fate.
Was a ship out on the ocean, just a speck against the sky? Amelia Earhart flying out that day with her partner Captain Noonan on the 2nd of July. Her plane fell in the ocean far away.
There's a beautiful view.
That disappearance made Earhart a legend, immortalized in songs like this one from the country Gentleman. But what happened remains a mystery. Did she run out of fuel over the Pacific? Did she get lost? Did she vanish into some kind of supernatural Bermuda Triangle vortex in the Pacific? Or was it something else? Today, an expedition is launching to test quite another theory that she crash-landed on an uninhabited island and may have survived for a time. Leading this new expedition is Richard Gillespie, the executive director of the International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery, a nonprofit foundation promoting aviation archaeology and historic aircraft preservation. And Richard joins us from far out there in the Pacific already in Honolulu. Richard, welcome to the program.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So are you all packed and ready to go? You must be pulling out a little later today.
We're actually pulling out tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but the day after tomorrow. The, what is it, July 3rd? I lose track. History is repeating itself. You know, when the U.S. Navy went searching for Amelia, they wanted to leave Pearl Harbor on July 2nd, the day she disappeared, but there were logistical problems and they didn't get away till the 3rd. Well, we have a very complex operation going out, and logistical issues have caused us to delay a day. So we'll be leaving the same day the Navy left to search for Amelia, July 3rd.
And what leads do you have? What are you going to investigate? And what theory do you think you're going to be able to test here?
The hypothesis that we've been testing for 24 years, and this expedition is the latest and most sophisticated test of that, is that having failed to find the island she was trying to find, she proceeded on the navigational line she said she was following when last heard from by the Coast Guard, landed on the dry reef that surrounds Nikumaroro, at that time it was called Gardner Island, an uninhabited atoll in the Phoenix Group. She landed, and it was a successful landing. She sent radio distress calls for nearly a week. There were bearings taken on the calls that crossed near the island. And this is what the Navy thought happened to her in 1937. That's where they thought she was. By the time the Navy search planes could get there and fly over the island a week later, the mysterious radio messages had stopped. They didn't see an airplane. They wrote the messages off as hoaxes and continued the search in open ocean and found nothing. 3 years later, the body of a female castaway was found on the island by a British Colonial Service officer. The bones were sent to Fiji, British headquarters, and misidentified as the bones of a man. Those bones were subsequently lost. We found the records, the measurements the doctor took. Modern forensic anthropologists say that what comes out of the computer is a female of Northern European descent, stood about 5'8". It's a pretty good description of Earhart. We've found the place on the island where that castaway campsite was, where the bones were found. And we've been finding artifacts that speak of an American woman of the 1930s. Some objects that of the same type that we know Earhart had with her on her trip. The final piece of evidence that really set off this expedition is a photograph that was taken of the west end of the island just 3 months after she disappeared by a British expedition. They weren't looking for her. They were evaluating the island for future settlement. They took a picture of the west end of the island, and there's something sticking up out of the water that shouldn't be there. Photo imaging analysts, both with our organization and with the U.S. government, have looked at that photo and say that this thing sticking up out of the water is very possibly the landing gear of a Lockheed Electra, a piece of debris left over when the airplane was washed off the edge of the reef by rising tides and surf. So we're going to go and search the deep water where we think the airplane went and where we hope it still resides.
We're talking with Richard Gillespie, the executive director of the International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery. And the way you describe this, it is an archaeological expedition. I mean, you're trying to tag remains, trying to date those remains, and you're also dealing with other artifacts, campsites, etc. Why do you think no debris from the actual plane, the, as you mentioned, the Lockheed Electra plane that she was flying in with Mr. Noonan, her navigator, has ever been found?
Well, we think some pieces of the plane did wash up on the shores of the island. The people who later lived there used aircraft aluminum, in some cases plexiglass also, to make locally useful objects, fishing lures, combs, decorative objects. And the island was abandoned in 1963, so there's no one there now. But in the abandoned village, again, archaeologically, we find scraps from those activities, airplane parts that are consistent with Earhart's type of aircraft and not consistent with any other, for example, World War II type. We don't have part numbers or serial numbers. These are circumstantial clues. But there is a pretty good indication that some of the parts did wash up.
Plenty of questions as you embark on your expedition a little later this week. Richard Gillespie, what do you make of some of the latest claims that the remains of Noonan and Earhart have been found?
I haven't heard claims that the remains of Noonan and Earhart have been found. Maybe you can enlighten me.
Well, there's been a lot of investigation over the past decades since this 75-year-old disappearance as of this day. Are you working in concert with all of those investigations? Are you sort of the tip of the iceberg here? Or are you in a specific direction and you deny some of the other sort of investigative leads that have come over the last generation or so?
Well, we started this investigation 24 years ago to test this hypothesis, but we don't have an agenda of what happened to Earhart. I'm willing to accept that she was abducted by space aliens, if someone can show me evidence. I just haven't seen any evidence that anything happened to her other than she landed on this island, survived for a time, died there, remains were found. There have been many other theories, conspiracy theories. The traditional verdict that she just crashed and sank, I just haven't seen any evidence that anything like that happened.
Is part of your suspicion here that Noonan and Earhart were just too good as aviators to simply land in the water, that they would have had another navigational option?
It's actually rather the flip side of that. The trip was rather poorly planned, poorly coordinated. The navigational plan didn't work, and they fell back upon Noonan's skills as a navigator, celestial navigation, dead reckoning. They were able to find another island other than the one they were looking for and successfully land. But the whole operation, both on the Coast Guard side and on Earhart's side, was a pretty confused mess, frankly.
And it led to a tragic outcome. If you do discover the space alien theory is true, we definitely want to have you on the program, Richard.
Yeah,
we'll stay in touch.
We'll work on that one.
All right, Richard Gillespie is the executive director of the International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery. Beginning this week, a trip to see if Amelia Earhart, who disappeared 75 years ago today, actually crash-landed on an abandoned atoll and survived for a time. Richard, thanks so much and good luck.
Thank you.